Right, we have here today Mr. Cody Zediker. It says here, Mr. Cody, that you have been going to bookstores for virtually your whole life. Is that correct?
That is very correct.
And what are some of the bookstores you've been to in your life?
I've been to Barnes & Noble. I've been to Borders. I've been to a few other, like, minor bookstores. Borders is out of business now. I've just been to some here and there. Barnes & Noble is the most recognizable one I've been to.
Are there any, like, local ones that you've been to? Like the little ones you just mentioned?
I've been to some Christian bookstores, and then also, like, the JMU bookstore for textbooks and stuff. I do a lot of reading and shopping at bookstores.
All right. And what based on your experiences, what role do you think bookstores play in your life?
I don't know. Bookstores have always kind of just been a big part because I really like to read a lot. And I've never been much of a guy to go to a library. So I've been going to them and getting books a lot. And a lot of times my birthday and Christmas presents involve Barnes & Noble gift cards and things like that. So I can buy new books and just enjoy reading.
Are there any special experiences that you've had going to bookstores?
I guess I've had a few special experiences. When I was little, I once went to a Cat in the Hat reading for Dr. Seuss's birthday, even though he was dead. My mom took me to that, and that's one of my memorable things because that was a lot of fun. This is actually really funny. In fifth grade, I was featured in a commercial where the governor read a book. It was actually Cat in the Hat again to us for, like, National Reading Day or something. And that was on, cable channels or something. But that was in fifth grade at some local bookstore. And then I've just been to bookstores in and out. I got my first Bible from a Christian bookstore with my name engraved on it. Or embroidered, I should say, and that was like a really cool thing to get. And then I've just always gotten a lot of study materials for things like the SAT and other like school books for the summer reading, and a lot of times like they've had programs where if I read a certain amount of books over the summer, I get a free book from Barnes & Noble. That was something my mom always encouraged a lot, and I always liked to read a lot as a child, so things like that at bookstores really really give me fond memories of bookstores, especially the one where I was on TV, because I remember coming home and telling my mom about it and getting her to like sign the waiver so I could go to whatever bookstore it was and be on that commercial with the governor.
So you mentioned you've been to both Christian and non-Christian bookstores. Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say the main differences between the two?
Well, I think it's probably pretty obvious. One has Christian titles. It might not be so obvious, I guess. But a lot of them are more like Bibles and Christian-centered scholarly books, and often have a lot of like Christian merchandise and like Christian movies and stuff. While the typical Barnes & Noble doesn't carry a wide selection of Bibles, while a Christian bookstore like Lifeway carries a wide selection of different translations of Bibles.
So, based on the two you've been to again, do you see any difference in, you know, how the staff acts, you know, one being better or more friendly than the other, like a sense of home or anything?
Yeah, and even like compared to libraries, I always feel like a Christian bookstore is very people oriented. They don't really put pressure on you to buy anything, and they're really nice all the time when you walk in. And honestly, most bookstores and librarians are very similar. Might be dialed down a little bit, where librarians are, I think, typically volunteers, a lot of times people in like Barnes & Noble, they're happy, but they're also like, it's a job for them, so they always kind of look a little bit agitated and are always preoccupied, especially at Barnes & Noble, with how little staff they have and how big it is.
So you think that people that work at like the big chain, so to speak, bookstores do it more for the money rather than for the actual experience.
And I'd say, based on local bookstores that I've been to, that they're always really passionate about what they're doing, and it's very similar to Christian bookstores, and because it's their own personal business, and it's not so much the money as it is they love reading and they love sharing that passion of it, and especially older folks that own their own really love that and will recommend titles, and a lot of times they'll even just give you free books because they're that passionate and don't care about money as much.
They're there for more to spread their love of reading to the younger, more technologically advanced, younger crowd, you would say.
Yeah, especially because since reading has definitely gone downhill over the past several years with the invention of several new technological advances, that a lot of youth often don't enjoy reading as much, so they always feel really excited when a youth really interested in their titles, especially older titles, and the classics per se. So that's something that's really fun to see, is their excitement for stuff like that.
So you mentioned the whole change of generation, pretty much. How do you view the state of the bookstore industry today with these new technological advances?
Can you repeat that question?
Based on the new, technological advances we have nowadays with the cell phones, tablets, that sort of thing, how do you think that these, affect the bookstore's industry today and why they're gradually declining?
Well, I would say inventions like the Nook and the Amazon Kindle are really good in the sense that makes reading portable and a lot more accessible, but it also like loses, I think, kind of the beauty of reading, which is flipping that page and getting that concrete feel of it rather than the book that's only there for however long you order it. And I'm a big fan of, I want to one day own a library, not like a actual one, but like a one I can have in my house, like a personal collection. And so I think they're really good in the sense that you don't have to go to a bookstore to buy a book, and they're good for some industries, or some stores, I should say, where you can buy the book from them instead of going to the bookstore, but it also loses the brick and mortar store and is driving away that business. And then things like social media really drive away from learning and reading, and social media has become more of a entertainment kind of non-learning experience form of reading, where you're reading tweets or Facebook posts rather than being able to go through and actually learn or feel some form of adventure from reading. People use social media as much as they would reading. It's just not as beneficial for them, and it's not, in my opinion, not as entertaining. But I would definitely say things like the Nook and the Kindle and other forms of electronic books and libraries are good, but they also have their negatives with how they're affecting the industry and losing the form of concrete feel to a book.
So you would say people nowadays, they would rather buy a book online versus getting a library card and going down to the library and getting a library there.
Yeah.
Library book there, rather.
You've definitely seen the decline of libraries in the past years. I'd say the past decade, with how kids not only wanting to read as much, but also they want to use things like the Nook and the Kindle because they're too lazy. Even adults often use the Nook and the Kindle because they don't want to have to waste gas or whatever it is to go to a bookstore. or wait for the buy the next title if they want to immediately start the next book in a series, like a Harry Potter book, and if you finish one, you immediately want to start the next one.
I think that's the same thing's happening with newspapers, too. I think people nowadays are also not going to, like, the old-fashioned way where getting their paper delivered to their house. They're choosing the online route instead of
the old-fashioned. Yeah, especially with, because you can, you've seen the newspaper industry highly decline in the past decade because, or the past 5 years especially, where you no longer have to, people don't want to pay a dollar or whatever it is for a newspaper each day. They'd rather, one, just get an online subscription, or two, with the internet, they have wide access to the to all articles, but they can pick and choose what they're interested in and don't have to sort through and deal with the trash and all the labor of going to get a newspaper or having it delivered to you. And it's a lot cheaper, oftentimes free.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, magazines, newspapers, bookstores, libraries, I think they all go hand-in-hand in the situation of these new technological advances, like we mentioned, about how, obviously, it's the easier route to get it, you know? Like you said, less effort to get it. I mean, nowadays, everything's online, you know? I mean, I'm shocked that Barnes & Noble's kind of still in business with all the things you can do online nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I would honestly say, I don't want to get too much into the logistics of how Barnes & Noble is still in business, but I would say with their invention of the Nook, and they offer a few other services and things other than the traditional bookstore, but I would definitely agree with how it's kind of surprising their success with it, and I think in the future, we might even see it go down some more with the prevalence of social media in modern society and how that's affecting the youth. And I would say Barnes & Noble's major clientele and target market is adults, so they're not as affected by social media, but there's still definitely an influence that it's had in that industry.
Yes, I mean, how do you think Barnes & Noble has stayed by itself for the most part, because the other chain bookstores, like you said, are all out of business now? What do you think Barnes & Noble has done that others did differently to stay?
Well, I wouldn't say they're, I mean, a lot have gone greatly decreased in sales, but Barnes & Noble so highly dominates their market, and have, I believe they bought out Borders, not positive on that though, and they acquired them, so that's done very well in increasing their size, but reducing their, increasing their size, and that's been good for them in taking over and reducing competition, through acquiring Borders and maybe other minor and major bookstores, and with the dominance of, the Nook, and that, how that's been doing, because that's the first thing you see when you walk in a Barnes & Noble store, is the Nook, and you can test that out, and I think that's definitely what they're shifting towards, is being able to work with the Nook, because they know that's one day it's all going to slowly, their business is going to slowly dissipate from their current state.
So you think that's a good idea of, you know, how to react to the rapid changes of technology for bookstores?
Yeah, they took the book and they put it in, they took the book and they put it in technology. So I think it's a smart idea, but it also, as I said, I think it loses its value. But I also think the book, a book will never truly lose completely its relevancy in society with how using it in a library, and people will always kind of treasure a concrete book over the online version. But like, even with the Bible, you've seen it go online, and the majority of people, instead of carrying a Bible around with them all the time, they might still have a copy, but they instantly pull it up on their phone and can flip to any page like that. And that's, like, because it's the number one selling book in the entire world, that's a big factor.
So bookstores, do you think they're ever going to make a comeback? Do you think any local bookstores are, you know, getting a little confident seeing that Barnes & Noble's lasted this long? I know that they're a lot, financially a lot, in a lot better shape than a local bookstore, but do you see bookstores being able to come back and be prevalent in this day and age?
It's very hard on a local level, so I would say I could see it happening, but it would take a major readjustment of culture, and they'd have to be very smart with how they market things, and it would just, because it's local, it would just have to be a major readjustment for all of the culture of it, of the entire society.
All right. Thank you for your time, Cody Zediker. I appreciate the interview.
Always. Thank you.